Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today. I have a very special guest on the line with me from Alabaster, Alabama. It's really exciting to be able to recognize people from our state, as of course the Mark White Show recognizes people from across the country. But I'm from Alabama too, and I really want to show people and showcase what we have to offer here in Alabama with our people especially. I found out about Caroline's Cart thanks to Simon's Law sharing a post from Caroline's Cart. And right now I have on the line with me Drew Ann Long, and she is Caroline's mom. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Drew Ann.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Glad to have you. This is wonderful. And I told you before we started the interview that I had 20 friends who are following Caroline's Cart, so it kind of triggered something in my mind. This may be somebody from Alabama, and I'm really glad that you're able to join me today.
Awesome. Yes. I mean, we have friends for my Facebook page, you know, international. I mean, we're all over. So I'm glad that we were finally able to connect through your friends.
So you were telling me that Caroline's Cart actually started, it would be 10 years ago this year, as it started in 2012.
Right. I am a mom of three kids, and my middle child has severe special needs. She has a condition called RETT syndrome. And, you know, when she was little, I mean, she doesn't walk or talk and never will. And when she was little, going to the grocery store was always challenging. And I remember thinking there are carts for different people groups out there. We've all seen the electric scooters. We've all seen the fun carts that are like race cars. And, you know, she could never, those, you know, those aren't for the special needs kids. And even if she could fit in them when she was smaller, guess what? She grew up. And I remember thinking, certainly there is a special needs shopping cart out there. And there wasn't. And that is how the idea was born, just out of a need for her.
Wow. And that's where a lot of good ideas come from, is someone who has their own struggle, their own challenge. And then they think outside the box and say, what can I do to make this different? And that's exactly what you did.
Right. And I knew that I was not the only person that needed this. You know, there had, and I started researching it. And I actually started researching it in about 2010, thinking, okay, so maybe there's not a special needs shopping cart in Alabama, but certainly there must be a special needs shopping cart. We are helping all these other people groups. Certainly that is not a segment of the population that was overlooked. And absolutely it was. There has never been a special needs shopping cart ever.
So, Drew Ann, back in 2012 when you started this, how did you get the word out?
Okay, so yeah, that was hard. And I am so thankful for social media because, you know, my husband traveled for a living. Three small kids, one with severe special needs. I was constantly on the go, you know, with dance for my other daughter and T-ball and therapies for Caroline. I 100% used social media, Facebook, to show my drawing, to show my prototype, and to say, hey, this is what would help not only Caroline, but I think it would help others as well. Let me get some feedback. So I started a Facebook page. I had one follower, you know, day one. I had two followers that afternoon, and it spread like wildfire. So very thankful for social media getting the word out because that was the only tool I had.
And what a great tool it's been for both of us as I think about the growth of this show, to think about how many people are following Caroline's cart. It got to me today because of how it got started in 2012. If you think about it, you said it started with one, it started with two, and then people start sharing your page. And by 2022, it gets to the Mark White Show, and here we are talking today because of the work that was put in those many years ago.
That's right. Absolutely. 100%. And that's why Caroline's Cart is international today. I mean, we are in other countries because of social media. It's just amazing.
Parent Solution Group, LLC, designed the cart, applied for a patent, and enlisted the services of legal and business professionals to help bring the cart to market. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. That is my company. That's the LLC that I formed probably back in 2010. You know, it's funny when you do something that's never been done before, you realize maybe why it's never been done. I mean, it's hard to do. I was not corporate America bringing a product to market. I was a mom who basically was in my minivan 8 hours a day running and gunning, trying to get this business off the ground. So I formed an LLC. I designed the actual, really what, you know, what Caroline's cart looks like on a piece of paper. That's where it started. And then I started shopping for companies that would build my prototype. So it took years for me to get it off the ground again, because I wasn't corporate America doing this. It's expensive. We had to, you know, working on one income, I was home with the kids, just trying to navigate and figure out and create the demand. So that was not easy to do. So probably from when I started my company to when we launched in stores, it was actually probably around 3 years.
Wow. Right now, folks, we're talking to Drew Ann Long. She is the mother of Caroline, and she's the founder of Parent Solution Group, LLC, and also the admin of Caroline's Cart. Right now, we're talking about this special cart that is available, and I want to talk about that in the next segment, Drew Ann. Talk about how people can connect, how they can get this cart, and maybe there are some people listening right now who have the decision-making ability to be able to get the cart in their stores, okay?
Awesome.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Drew Ann Long with Caroline's Cart. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we highlight a very special effort called Caroline's Cart. And I have on the line with me Drew Ann Long. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Drew Ann.
Thanks so much.
Now, the post that I saw that was shared by Simon's Law was showing you pushing Caroline in a cart in front of Walmart. And the post essentially said that Walmart now corporate makes this available for individual stores, and the manager simply has to ask for this cart.
Right, that is correct. I'll talk about Walmart first, and then I'll talk about other stores. But corporate Walmart has approved Caroline's cart for purchase. We are in the Walmart ordering system. The manager, but Walmart corporate has said it's up to the store manager. And I'll tell you that a little disappointing there that they have not done a full corporate rollout. Target has. We are in every single Target nationwide. Target saw the need for this, and Target said, hey, we've got electric scooters. We've got other carts. We are also going to provide inclusion and accessible shopping for the world's largest minority group. And people don't realize that. The special needs community is the world's largest minority group, yet we're often called the invisible population because we're so underserved. So Walmart has not done a corporate rollout. What Walmart has done is saying, okay, we approve this cart. Store manager, it's in the system. If you want to order it, you may order it. So we are in many Walmart stores, but we are not in near all of the Walmart stores. So I think it's very important if you are a Walmart manager to understand that there are children and adults in your community. There is not one store that has ordered Caroline's cart and said, you know what? We need to return this. We don't, you know, no one uses it. It's the exact opposite. They get one and they realize, hey, we might need another one. So I do encourage the managers that have had people ask for it and the manager's like, well, you know, I don't know, or they'll say no. You know, that's simply just, it's just not right. You know, families like mine deserve accessible shopping, and it is available, and we do want to create the demand. That's what these families have been doing by asking, and we want the store managers to say, hey, you know what? This is important. This is something that will allow a family to shop here that might not otherwise be able to.
And I totally agree with what you're saying, that this option should be something that people who have this ability to decide to have this should make this decision. When we think about capacity for this particular design, what, and we talk about children and adults, what size are we talking about as far as a person, an individual being able to fit into the seat?
Sure. It holds up to 250 pounds. Because when I designed this, Caroline was around 8 or 9 years old. And I'm like, you know what? She's only getting bigger. So Caroline's cart serves a tremendous, age group, weight. So if you're up to 250 pounds, you can use Caroline's cart. And I will tell you that it is not just for the kids that don't walk. You know, Caroline has to be transferred into Caroline's cart, you know, because she cannot walk into the store. But I will tell you that our largest probably user of Caroline's cart is not the kids / adults that don't walk. It's the ones that walk, but they don't walk very well. They don't have the stamina. They have low muscle tone. They are elderly. They might have dementia. So Caroline's cart has really allowed family members to include their child, their adult child, maybe their mother, their grandmother, in the shopping experience. So it does not serve a small segment. Caroline's cart serves a tremendously large segment of your customers.
Where in the world does your forward thinking come from, Drew-Ann? Because I'm sitting here, as a lot of people would, you think about, okay, this is my situation right now. This is what I deal with. And you kind of keep yourself in that realm without thinking outside of this other person will have this issue, and I need to think about that as well. What causes you as a person to think on such a broad level?
Well, I tell you, I think it was because it was so hard in the early years. And I knew that I've got to create something that a store feels like is a good investment, and they will get a return on that investment. So if it only served a small segment of the population, if it only went up to 75 pounds or somebody that was 10 years old, I knew that that would limit sales. And I felt like if I can create a cart and sell it to the store saying, hey, there's probably not many people that won't be able to use this cart. So I knew that the broader that I could make the product as far as, inclusion and accessibility, I knew that it would have a better chance of being sold. I need to say this again. The special needs community is the world's largest minority group. We're out there. We are underserved, but this is a cart that gives us visibility. You know, we're out there spending money. People don't realize that, you know, I go to the store so often for things for Caroline. You know, and we're out in drugstores and, you know, we should be treated no different than your other customers. If you're going to provide for them, why would you not provide for the special needs families as well?
Absolutely. And Caroline's cart has been welcomed by thousands of families who have special needs children and adults with disabilities. And I want even more people to connect with you. I want this to go even further than you ever imagined. And I hope that the Mark White Show can help. So, Drew-Ann, I want you to share how you want people to connect, how you want store managers to connect, how you want these decisions to be made to bring Caroline's cart to where they are.
Okay, sure. We have a Facebook page, of course, and we also have a website, carolinescart.com. And again, this was a grassroots effort. So what families are doing when they see it, when they see a photo of it, they go to their store, and the store manager, you know, here's a saying I love: you don't know what you don't know. And until I had a disabled child, I didn't know how hard it was, and I didn't know what life would hold. So these families are seeing a picture to their store, and the manager might be seeing it for the first time. So I encourage the manager to provide accessibility for this family. The families can also, you know, there's strength in numbers. We've had tremendous support from families that are like, you know what? I don't need it, but I'm going to create the demand. I'm going to go to my store and say, hey, you know what? I don't need this cart, but I can tell you there are lots in our community that do need it. So the more that ask for it, the better. The manager can get a brochure. You can print a brochure of Caroline's Cart off of our website. There's a phone number you can call for sales. There's a phone number you can call for more information. So, you know, just getting the word out, which I know this is great, and I appreciate you doing that, is just key to the success of this product.
You used the quote, "What we don't know is what we don't know." There's also another quote that I like is, "Do what's doable." And once we do know what we do know, then we need to do what's doable. And this sounds right. Very doable for those stores.
Right. There, again, if you're going to provide for some customers, shouldn't you provide for all customers? And Caroline's Cart is just such, it just shows your community that you are going that extra step to say, hey, I welcome the special needs into my store. I welcome you in my, I'm going to provide fun carts for the toddlers. I'm going to provide electric scooters for those that can drive them. But there's a huge gap in the market, and Caroline's Cart does fill that gap in accessible shopping.
Before we close out, Drew-Ann, tell us a little bit about Caroline and the inspiration that she gives you and your husband on a daily basis.
You know, Caroline just turned 21 years old, so we've been doing this a long time. I also have two typical children. But Caroline, again, without Caroline, there would have never been a Caroline's Cart. And I remember when she was born and how hard it was to hear the words that we heard. And, you know, just having to, you know, if you have a special needs child, you know what I'm talking about. And just accepting it and saying, okay, this is the hand that I've been dealt. And because of her, you know, she's so inspiring and she's such a joy. And it's really fun to read her Facebook posts and to be out shopping or traveling and going into a store to say, we're in Texas visiting my daughter and there is a Caroline's Cart right there. So I think she's proud of it. I know we're proud of it. And I just want the word to get out so all the families that are out there that are listening can have that accessible shopping experience.
I also want to make sure that people go to Caroline's Cart on social media, and then also they can go to carolinescart.com. And there's a lot of information about the cart, the details. They can get brochures. They can download those brochures. They can get all the information they need there. Go check that out and help your community in this way. This is a special way to help your community. And Drew-Ann alluded to it in the fact that you may not be disabled yourself. You may not have a loved one in your immediate family who's disabled, but you can certainly play a part in making a difference in the lives of others who have that type of situation. So I really applaud you, Drew-Ann, for your forward thinking and for thinking about other people as well as your family.
Well, I just, you know, I appreciate being on here. Any chance that I have to get the word out is what we need. And that's going to help create the demand. And, you know, somebody asked me not too long ago, said, you've been doing this almost 10 years. How long are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to do it forever. I'm going to do it until all stores are accessible. And I do want to give a shout out to, there's many stores across the U.S. that have gone corporate-wide, Target. If you have ever been into a Target in the United States, there's Caroline's Cart. Lowe's, Lowe's home improvement stores. Every single Lowe's in the United States has a Carolines cart. There are many grocery stores that have said, you know what, we're going to put this in every single grocery store. But there's still a lot of work to do. So I do want to give a shout out to those who see the need, who understand and want to help all of their customers. So again, create the demand. You don't have to have a special needs child to help create the demand. And every community can benefit from inclusion and accessibility.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Drew Ann and David Long and their daughter Caroline and all those who have made a difference, made an impact through Caroline's cart. And again, Drew Ann, I appreciate you joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Here on the Mark White Show, we recognize those difference makers in our communities and around the world, and I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. I also would like for you to subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.